The commentary about this particular psalm is verses 5 and 6 that says, those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. The Bible does not promise that Christians won't suffer. In fact, the scripture gives us much evidence that we can expect to suffer given the evil that is in the world around us and the sin that is in us. What God does promise in these and many other hope-filled passages is that our suffering can become the catalyst for new growth, like pruning. God promises to redeem our suffering into His glory. The question for all of us to ponder on Psalm 126 is, what grief are you currently suffering? And what can you entrust them to God, confident that He will use them to bring new growth into your life?